Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sweeper Podcast. Here with you again is Boss and Arvin.
Hello everyone. It's been a long time after, you know, the new year. And this is our first episode. So, Arvin, today's topic, as you know, our first episode after a long time, let's talk a little bit about Barcelona because they've been having a great run, you know, lately in the La Liga and in, you know, cup competitions. So, yeah, what do you think about Barcelona right now? Your general views. Tell us about your opinions.
Well, boss, I'm telling you, man, I was skeptical going into the season. You can go back to the very first episode, which was on Koeman, if I'm not wrong. Yeah. Where I'm saying I'm not sure about this year. It's supposed to be rebuilt, but this season is turning out to be way more than rebuilt. This season is the dream for every Barca fan, because not only do you see a rebuild happening, you're seeing through a rebuild a victory inside. Like, if Barca wins La Liga this year, it's counted as a successful season for any standard season too. If we win, we have a chance of winning Copa del Rey and we have a chance of winning La Liga. Imagine if we get a double in a rebuild season. It shows you, man. Like, even if we don't, I would count this as a successful season, because what Koeman has managed is found the winning formula. Like Conte 3-4-3. Yeah. Koeman's three men at the back system, but however he puts it up front, either 3-5-2 or 3-4-3, both ways, is working brilliantly with Barca. Dest from the right. He's essentially playing like a right midfielder, and Alba is playing like a left midfielder, essentially. They hardly come back. This is pure attacking. You see it by the amount of goals being scored. Also, the defense is doing brilliantly with three at the back. Yeah. It's working perfectly, man. Like, Koeman has done something which I never thought
you would see.
Going into PSG game, I was still saying the same thing, that at the end of the season, it's not going the right way. Even the rebuild is surely happening, but you'd never think it was something. Your fortune would change so much, and this is the best time to be a Barca fan. I'm as happy as I was in 2009. And to be honest, I can talk about a lot more. I can even talk about and point to the Sevilla victory and say that's the biggest comeback in our history. Now people will point to what PSG game and things like that. No, I'm not talking about just the game. Our team was considered to be mentally inferior. Coming back against Sevilla from 2-0 in the last minute, it sparked a whole change. It was from that game onward that Barca has gone on this run. So this is the comeback I'm talking about, not just the game. So, and it's not just me. Many of my people, they say the same thing. Many of my Barca friends, they say the same thing. Yeah, the Sevilla game was probably the best comeback. We're not the cleanest games, but that proves that how Barca has changed. We're being more pragmatic. We are being more attacking. At the same time, we are doing what's necessary to win the game. Closing out. We are still going after, still killing. We're killing the game off by attacking more, if that makes sense. Yeah. Rather than being back and just defending, which we used to do a lot.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm saying, man. What do you think about it?
No, I think, you know, in the last 10, 12 games, or even 15 games, Barcelona have been racking up really good results. The only game that they didn't play well is the 4-1 loss to PSG, and they got knocked out from the round of 16. But apart from that, you know, they have been winning 6-1 against Sociedad, 5-1, 2-0. You know, they've been getting really good results. And the team is, you know, the structure is good. They're playing beautiful football. And as you said, you know, the 3-0 win, the comeback against Sevilla, that's crucial, man, because now it's, you know, the team now got that belief that, oh, we're capable of doing such things. You know, it has, you know, installed that belief on the players mentally. So, yeah, and we see the effect, man. After that 3-0 win, Barcelona have been getting really good results. Even against PSG, when they played at Parc des Princes, I think they had a really good game and they drew 1-1, you know.
I'm telling you, if Dembele... I don't know what to say about Dembele. He's the same. He misses four amazing chances and scores one great goal. Look at the Sevilla game. against PSG, if he got one more chance, that would have been the most spectacular goal you would have ever seen. That guy, it doesn't make sense. He doesn't make sense to me. If he had his game that day, if he did well, I'm telling you, we could have probably made a comeback. He had two or three amazing chances, which if we converted, it would have been it, man.
Yeah, man. Dembele is quite a unique player, isn't he? He's actually a joy to watch, you know, for me. I really enjoy watching Dembele, his pace, his skill, his trickery. But yeah, sometimes he can be wasteful, but hey, he's still young, so he's got a lot of time to develop.
Yeah, I agree. It's just my Barca fan base, they're like, don't you dare mention Dembele in front of me for at least 1 month. It's because of him we didn't lose. But after 1 month, we again begin talking about him. But we love him.
Yeah, he's one of your main assets for the future, definitely. So moving on, Arvin, let's see. The next question for you that I really want to hear your opinion about is, do you think the re-election of Laporta, you know, had a huge impact on the club? What's your reaction to this?
See, here's the thing. This was the most important Barca presidential elections, in my opinion, because after Bartomeu, we needed something. Bartomeu essentially made Barcelona laughingstock. Never in Laporta's reign, post 2005, since we got Ronaldinho, was Barca laughed at. You always had that fear factor, regardless of the season, horrible or not. Even going to 2013-14, which was probably one of our worst years, we still managed to give out a fear factor, but that entirely died away by the time Bartomeu's, I don't know, as soon as Neymar left, that was gone, essentially. Maybe one more season after Neymar left. Here's the point, boss. What Laporta does, did you see that when he was running his campaign in front of Santiago Bernabeu, he put a whole poster up about how he's going to make a comeback with Barca and things like that. It was sticking at their face. This is my point, man. Like, that's the president. We need a president who's going to get onto your neck, and he's going to push you, call you out if necessary, but he's gonna ensure that he loves this club. I'm telling you, he wouldn't do something like what Bartomeu did with hiring people to defame the players or whatever.
And even, you know, how Bartomeu treated the players with Suarez and, you know, the legends who had to leave the club.
Laporta wouldn't do that. In fact, Laporta he's one of the good ones, man. Like, he has had his fair share of treating legends poorly, but still, he at least made it known to the players what his wish was. When he sold Deco and Ronaldinho before the 2009 season, essentially, that was because they were not performing well. But the players understood that. If you see Deco and Ronaldinho, they don't go off and call out Barca. Now, Suarez, of course, he won't call out Barca directly either. But he did call out Bartomeu. Even Dani Alves, man. Dani Alves was the most surprising one of all. For no reason, we let him go, man. For no reason. For no apparent reason, we let him go. And look what happened. So, Bartomeu leaving made me happy. But Laporta winning, and by the margin he won, it shows what people actually believe in when it comes to this club. And Victor Font did put up a good fight. And everyone knows, like, Victor Font performed better than most people actually expected. He got 30% of the votes, if I'm not wrong. And yeah, he wasn't expected to do that against Laporta. You can't even consider a person like Victor Font running against one of the legends of the presidential history like Laporta and get that much votes. And that shows. And even after, you could see how all the presidential candidates, they came together, congratulated Laporta, talked about the future, because they all love the club more than anything else. And this is the time when we needed something like that. Laporta coming back basically means that we got a fervor back. We got a lot of amazing agents who wants to bring players to the club back. And we got a person who's to put people who actually know the club and has handled the club before as the main staff.
Yeah. So, Arvin, Now, after hearing your reaction and opinions on Laporta, let's get to, you know, Ronald Koeman a bit, because, you know, Barca's run of form, of course, the credits have to go to the players, but a lot of credit also have to go to Koeman, you know, for finding the perfect balance for these players.
I totally agree, but here's the thing. I don't put any of the credit on the players. Now, the players, they were going to be the same regardless what manager they just... It is... And this is no player's victory. This is Koeman's victory. This was... For the past 3 years, what do you think of Barca? It was Messi's club. Right now, for the first time in a bloody long time, I'm going to say, no, this is not Messi's Barca. This is Koeman's Barca. Oh my God, boss. Like, he is... What a man-manager he is. He loves this club. You know, there's a story when before the season, he goes to the Barca store, yeah?
Yeah.
And he goes to get some jerseys. He's the manager. They said, no, we'll give it to you for free. And he's like, no, I want to help the club in any way I can. And he paid for all those jerseys. Wow. Because Barca had a financial crisis. Bro, that... He left one of the most secure jobs he had in the world just to run and come to Barca because he had the chance. I was skeptical. But till the PSG game, you could ask anybody. I was wrong. I admitted it. I admitted it openly that I was wrong about this guy. When I did make an argument, I said at that point, he had shown nothing to keep him for the future. But what he has built since I said that, sadly, exactly since I said that, since the next game day onwards, What he showed was crazy, man. I don't mind if he's the manager for the next 4 or 5 years if this is what we're going to get with a squad which isn't even fully built in the sense they're still young. Imagine once these people grow together. It's giving me 2009 vibes.
Wow. I totally understand you, bro. I mean, you know, Ronald Koeman
is the person who made this happen. It's not anyone else. It's not even Laporta. It's not even Bartomeu leaving, I would say. No matter what the situation, Koeman made this happen, knowing that certain things were going wrong at the club. And that's just brilliant. He is just brilliant. I can't say anything bad about him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, he left the Netherlands national team, who he was doing so well with, to come back to Barcelona, a club, you know, not actually a club who desperately need a rebuild. And he's come in, he didn't start off well. And, you know, as you said, even, you know, as an outside fan, I didn't think Koeman was the right man. But lately, seeing the results, seeing how Barcelona is so clinical, not clinical, but like so fun to watch again going forward, the Messi Griezmann combo, Dembele, Pedri, you know, it's so fun to watch them play, honestly. The highlights, the games are so fun to watch, and I totally understand why Barcelona fans are excited. Which brings us to Messi, who, you know, is still 33 years old, but still breaking so many records. But his contract runs out this summer. So do you think Barcelona will be able to pin down a new contract for him? What do you think?
Here's this question. Remember at the start of the season, I said, no, Messi needs to go.
Yeah.
I am such an idiot. I thought Messi needed to go, but no. It's not good for Messi. Even if he goes to another club and starts winning trophies, it's not going to make a difference to his legacy. He is the greatest of all time. It's set. What can add to his legacy is if at the end of his career, he brings Barca back. Think about that narrative, boss. And he's doing it. This guy, he's not having much. He doesn't even need to have much of a footballing impact. And he still does. But look at the way he's leading the team, man. The way he's telling Pedri what to do, telling Dembele what to do, Griezmann telling Dembele what to do, Piqué coming back, Messi and Piqué hugging when everyone thought that they were actually... playing as a central midfielder.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. There's no... I was stupid to say Messi should have left. He should stay. Now, if we can pin him down, did you see what happened in the press conference of Laporta? He's not like, really.
So Messi was also attacking at press conference. Like all Barca players, important Barca, important players from the female team, male team, basketball team, everyone was there.
Yeah.
Laporta openly pointed at Messi and said, "I'm going to do everything to keep you here. We love you, and we are going to make sure you stay here." You could see Messi smile through the mask, man. Like, Messi does not want to leave. What Laporta said was so true. What Laporta said was, when we have 90,000 fans in Barcelona all chanting your name, you would have never even had the thought of wanting to leave, because that's Messi. He loves these fans. He loves Barcelona. Even more than his football career, he would love Barcelona. And that's the thing. Laporta, what he said, it means that... I recently heard a friend of mine say that... Messi is just playing around at this point. He has always done it. He is going to come back 100%. And I think so too. What Barca... So, again, as people said, Messi might cost, what, 150 million to keep him here? Even for a season, it's 150 million. He's going to give 350 million back by merchandising, by a lot of other things, man. So, essentially, at all costs, we will keep Messi, even if it means that we have to get rid of a couple of players.
I mean Messi is, you know, is Messi, you know, he's one in a million, one in a trillion. We don't even know when we will ever get, you know, get to see the next Messi. And I think right now Barcelona has a great young squad, you know, a lot of players with talent, which brings us to the last question, which I want to ask you. Do you think Barcelona need to, you know, strengthen any position, maybe the fullbacks, the center backs, or you think that the young players that you have at the club right now is good enough with the potential, with the talent and everything? Do you think it's enough for you guys to move forward, or you need to recruit a few players? And who would that be?
Look, I'm here at somewhat of a... I always thought that no, we can't trust the center backs of our young squad, and that we should go out and buy. I always said that we should go out and buy, but then I was proven wrong when these people actually played. Mingueza has become a fan favorite, and so Araujo is just a beast. He had not let one person through, man. Like, so here's the thing, man. Like, I think that Barca has this huge wealth of players. Now, if I had to point to a position and say that position needed strengthening, one would obviously come to mind is left back, because Alba is not getting any younger. What I think is, there are players, left back is one of the best positions Barca probably has in their youth squad. After Cucurella and Miranda too, we still have some amazing left backs, man. That's my point. I don't think we should reach any player. Now, what the argument from, I think, if I'm not wrong, Laporta, there have been rumors that Barca is trying to go after Haaland because Mino Raiola and Laporta are very good friends. Like, they have a good relationship. If I'm not wrong, asking to Zlatan. When Zlatan came to Barca, although that left us out, Mino Raiola and Laporta are actually quite... They have quite good relationships. So, and Haaland recently, he had said that he wanted to leave. He made it clear that he wanted to leave to Dortmund, apparently. So, I don't know if they're going to go and get Haaland or not. I don't know if we should get him. But that would be the only addition that comes to mind. But any other position, take left back, right back, center back, left wing, right wing, midfielder. I don't want anyone, because these youngsters we already have, and the youngsters we have coming up from La Masia, these two things, it's just amazing, the amount of wealth we have in this. I don't even point to a player and say, yeah, this is a player, but then we have a whole squad of kids who are coming to striker, I'm not sure, but yeah, that's about it, man. And plus, we have some of the youngsters we bought, like Trincao and Pedri, who are also doing great.
What about Sergio Aguero? I mean, it was announced yesterday that he's definitely leaving Man City and he's going to be a free agent. Would you snap him up? You know, Aguero, Messi, link up at Barcelona? How do you fancy that?
There was a funny thing that Messi always influences transfers. And I know, I mean, that's not true, they call it Messi quota. Messi quota means if you want to keep Messi, you need to do what he says. It's you need to re-sign Suarez and things like that. It's just what they say. But I don't know, man. Aguero, he is not. I don't think he'll join Barca because he was actually at the commander player first. But more importantly, I don't think Aguero is going to add much to a squad that is figuring its way out without a striker currently. We are not playing with a. If we get a striker, we need to make sure we build around that striker. Aguero, we cannot build around it because that's when actually done. He's gonna get over in what, one or two seasons? Up in the world, what are we gonna do? So that's my thing. If we get Haaland, then we can build around Haaland, but that's about it. I don't think we should get Aguero. It doesn't make sense for Aguero or Barca. It would make sense for Aguero, but not for Barca.
Okay, I see. So, yeah, I think that's it for this episode. I hope you guys liked it. So if you guys like it, then please like and subscribe. Then we'll see you guys on next episode. Enjoy the football. See y'all.